Welcome to the Scripture Thought blog and podcast, where we take a look at life through music, scripture, and other avenues. Come along with us. Well, good afternoon to you all. Happy Monday. I'm actually recording from the car today, so please forgive any weird sounds or cars honking as I'm waiting to pick the boys up from school right now. Anyway, welcome to the podcast today. You know, as you saw this week, I took a quick jab at looking into theology of Phil Wickham's song, Living Hope. So as you likely read, I mentioned that I had an interesting connection to that song, and you might at this point be wondering what exactly that is, because I left you with that cliffhanger telling you I'd let you know today. But now that you've joined me here, you might also be wondering what the heck Phil Wickham and Adam Lowe have anything to do with making good decisions, which is the subject of this blog. Well, let me just take you on a quick little journey to find the answer to that weird question. So a few years ago, I had been mulling over the idea of getting a new tattoo, but I wasn't sure what I wanted. And if you know me, you know that I have tattoos all over, and I try to be very intentional about them. So I had a general idea of what I wanted to get, but nothing definite for sure. So I knew I wanted something that represented my faith and the truth that I believe in Jesus Christ, but still had no clear idea what I wanted to get, or more importantly, I guess, what I wanted to permanently have on my skin. So that was actually until I heard this song by Phil Wickham, and that's when, you know, I started figuring it out. So in that bridge to that song, Wickham speaks of the resurrection, about Jesus' buried body beginning to breathe. And out of the silence of the tomb came a roaring lion, which is the risen Jesus Christ. So every time I heard that song, I loved it, and that image just more and more. That roaring lion was just such a powerful image, and I couldn't get it out of my head. Because that's what Jesus is. I mean, he's the Lion of Judah. And so that began the wheels spinning in my head for my next tattoo. It was going to be something to do with not just a lion, but the lion. So over the next few months, I put a lot of thought and study into the idea. I read a lot about kind of the image of Christ as the Lion of Judah, and I looked into various renderings of him as the lion. And truthfully, I loved all of them. I just think it's such an amazing image. So with that general idea in mind, I found a particular image that I liked, and I began looking at it each and every day. Because that's kind of the method that I've always gone about when it comes to getting a tattoo. So just a quick explanation of that. So if I'm going to get a tattoo, first I figure out what the image or the scene or the wording or whatever I think it's going to be that I'm going to get. And then I find a way to print it out or draw it or sketch it or whatever. And I make it a point to look at it every single day, multiple times a day if I can. Because I just want to make sure that it isn't something that's going to begin bothering me or something that I'm going to get tired of seeing. So I keep looking at it day after day for at least a month. Then, and only then, if the image that I've printed and I've been looking at for all this time is something that I still feel I can't live without, obviously a little bit of hyperbole there, but if it's something that I truly still love, then that's when I decide to move forward with the tattoo and go through the process of, you know, scheduling the appointment, etc. So that's what I did. I had this picture. I kept looking at it after every day, and I loved it more and more. Each time I looked at it, it just reminded me of Aslan from The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Because there's a conversation in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe where somebody asks about Aslan being a lion and what that means about their safety for being around him. And the response that was given is one of my favorite to this day. And so when they ask about, you know, whether Aslan is safe, this person says, of course he isn't safe. He's a lion, but he's good. He's the king. And I just love that image. In those stories, the Narnia stories, C.S. Lewis wrote Aslan the lion as the Christ figure. And so for them to say that he isn't safe, but good, I find it to be an interesting and amazing metaphor for how Christ is. I mean, God is a God of wrath, in judgment and jealous anger. I mean, all you have to do is just take a look at pretty much any of the Old Testament and you'll see that. But also, he's not just that lion. He is also the lamb who was slain as well. So he makes things right by his sacrifice on the cross. So he's good. So my tattoo actually ended up being a combination of both those images. So the tattoo, as you'll see, is a picture of a lion and a lamb, both the unsafe and the wild lion of Judah and the lamb who was slain. And honestly, I think other than the tattoo that I have of my boys' names, I think this one is my favorite tattoo just because of what it represents, as well as the fantastic quality of the art. Okay, so now that I've told you this weird and seemingly unrelated, convoluted story, what the heck does it have to do with the subject of this post, which is making good decisions? So the point is, of all that, is just that we can all benefit from taking a step back, holding on a beat, and listening for the right direction in which we should move with our decision-making process. It's always a good idea to kind of put some thought into the decisions you make. Obviously, if you don't think about your decisions, it's not really a healthy way to go about it. So whether we're talking about, you know, a permanent type, for instance, like getting a tattoo, or something less permanent, like, say, what color to paint your house, which we will also be doing soon as well, we could all benefit from taking a minute to step back and thinking it through. Making a decision in the heat of an argument, or with heightened emotions, or on the heels of a trauma, or even on the heels of a triumph, it can have consequences that we simply aren't equipped to see in those exact moments. It's along the same lines of why people say it's bad to go grocery shopping when you're hungry. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I have. And when you do that, you end up getting everything and anything because everything looks good. And so you end up not only getting things you would normally avoid, but you also get significantly more than you should. And so that same truth applies to making decisions in a rational and healthy mindset. So like I do with the images I plan to get as a tattoo, whatever decision you're in the midst of, whether it's big, whether it's small, life-altering or not, just take a few minutes, take that step back, get another vantage point, a change of scenery, put the various outcomes that you can imagine into your mind, and if it's something that you get irritated by, or if any of those outcomes are something that bother you, well, then that's just an easy pass, right? But if it's also something that you put into perspective and you think about all the different outcomes and it still brings you joy and makes life better, well, then heck, that's an easy yes. So obviously, I know that the decision-making process is different for everybody. And I even know that the decision process is different for me with different situations. And so I never want to ignore that. But my point in all of this is that when you're making decisions, it's just important and it's good and healthy to make sure that you're doing so with a clear head, a content heart, and a spirit of awareness as you approach it. Then you can be certain that not only are you doing so with just a clear mind, but you're doing so not allowing any external forces to influence you with that direction or with that decision either way, good or bad. And when you do that, you can live in the freedom of knowing that that decision was made in the best of emotional and mental states. So does that mean that all decisions made will lead to or result in greatness in your life? Of course not. I have made decisions that I thought were incredible, but they ended up not being so great. But when you make a decision with that aspect and that method in place, it does mean that you'll be able to have a better confidence in the decision you made, and you can experience the joy that comes along with that. Because when you just do something on the fly, obviously we don't know how that's going to turn out. It could be awful, it could be great. Odds are it'll be somewhere in the middle. But the point is, you want to make sure that you're doing something with a genuine thought put into it, so that it's not just something that we're just, you know, thrown over our shoulder and saying, okay, here we go, let's hope for the best. So the main point here is just to make sure that when you're making any decisions, just put some thought into it. That's the way that I do it.
So thanks again for tuning in. If you're just listening to the podcast, you can always visit the website at www.scripturethought.wordpress.com, and you can read all along with it there. And so I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Scripture Thought Podcast with Adam Lowe. Join us next time as we continue discussing how to apply Scripture and music to our lives.